You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, October 4th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 7%. That's roughly the percentage of people who were either hospitalized or died after taking a COVID-19 antiviral pill that's being developed by Merck and Ridgeback Therapeutics. That's according to the results of a phase 3 trial. Comparatively, around 14% of people who received a placebo in the trial were hospitalized or died from COVID-19 after 29 days. In other words, people who took the new pill, called molnupiravir, had half the risk of a severe case of the virus as those who didn't. The trial included patients with mild to moderate cases of COVID who weren't yet hospitalized but were at risk of a poor outcome. The pill inhibits replication of the virus that causes COVID-19 in the body. No one who took the drug during the trial died, and it appears to work against variants of the virus. The trial's results are being hailed as a game changer. While vaccines are the best tool we have in the fight against COVID, a pill like this could change the pandemic's course and could make COVID into something that we can live with and not fear. The news sent Merck's stock to the highest level in 5 years on Friday, but caused shares of vaccine makers, including Moderna, to drop. The next number up is 80. That's roughly how many state and local governments have issued bonds to pay down pensions so far this year. That's according to a report from Municipal Markets Analytics. The number is the highest on record dating back to 2000. So far, $10.5 billion in bonds have been issued, which is lower than the record amount set in 2003. Low interest rates and the strong equity market have made this approach attractive to governments, but as analysts warn, the strategy is a big gamble. In a best-case scenario, the bond proceeds will form a large contribution to the pension plan, and the plan's administrators will meet their investment objectives. But with record stock prices and the Fed looking to shift its strategy, those goals may not be met. In that case, taxpayers would be responsible for not only making up the pension shortfalls, but also servicing the bond debt. Our last number is 400,000. That's roughly how many people were on a waiting list for a planned bank account program from Google. That's according to a Citigroup spokeswoman. But now the tech giant has scrapped the project. Called Plex Accounts, the offering would have synced with the Google Pay digital wallet and allowed Google users to sign up for checking accounts and debit cards. Citigroup was one of the financial institutions planning to partner with Google on the program. Plex was supposed to debut last year, and the long waiting list was seen as a sign of interest. But the project hit multiple hurdles, including the pandemic. Then in April, the architect of the project left Google. Google was one of a number of tech companies aiming to roll out checking accounts and similar products to expand their relationships with customers. But many have scaled back their plans as well. Amazon didn't end up offering bank accounts either, while Facebook put a pause on plans to issue a new cryptocurrency amid regulatory scrutiny. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, October 4th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!